You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One of the flip sides of consumption is giving. And this season, many of you are buying gifts or donating to charity, helping someone, or someone's helping you. We asked you to share your stories. How do you balance helping others with your personal financial needs? Here are some answers.
I guess I just don't really plan ahead for Christmas shopping, so I end up having to shop last minute and then pay the price by usually spending more than I would like to. If I had planned more, I'd probably spend less.
Christmas budget. Just allocate your money until next year. Then you have your money there. That's to do it, opposed to bam, you know.
For budgeting for Christmas, I try and buy my Christmas presents all year long when sales are going on.
I kind of feel like I should spend more, but I'm just tired. I raised my kids. I used to run around doing the Christmas thing every year since they were little and spending tons of money and a bunch of junk. So I'm kind of glad they're older now, so I tell them, you know what, I've already done the thing. No more Christmas, just a little bit, and that's it.
So the kids don't get nothing. The grandbabies get everything. So basically, whatever they want, they'll get.
I guess I think about it while I'm doing it and kind of kick myself. No, I'm not really budgeting.
I'm not really at all.
I probably spend more than I would like to.
I asked her what she wanted. She said Legos. And she wants the boys' Legos because they're cooler. Just, you know, it's just Legos. It's not that going to cost me that much.
I feel like I don't spend enough.
Well, I'm sure they'll understand because it's hard living in this world today.
I actually have been working 8 days straight now and I'll have lots of money to spend on them.
It's like you're having your kids all over again, so you try to go all out. You get them things that you weren't able to get for your kids at that time.
If I don't have enough money, then I usually use my artistic abilities.
I'm not really buying a lot of Christmas gifts. My kids are all grown up, and so I'm just going to get them a pool table.
My grandson's one is jerseys, and so those are like $80 a pop or something like that.
To me, I'd like to see the sparkle in their eye when they open the gifts.
I'm just going
to
get everyone what I think they love, so that's it.
It excites me to see them happy, and I love it.
Thanks to all of the people who spoke with us. And we could probably all use some help deciding how, when, or how much to give. So we asked certified financial planner Lise Andriana to join us. She's been in the business for over 2 decades. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thank you, Lizzie. I'm glad to be here.
I want to start with one of our listeners who wrote us on Facebook, and her name is Rebecca. And one of the things she wrote us is that so that her family isn't spending a lot on the holidays, they've been donating to charities in lieu of purchasing gifts for others. And last year, they adopted some families from a local nonprofit. This year, they'll do something similar. And she said they end up spending about the same amount of money as they would on gifts, but they think they get more out of it. I'm curious what you think about that as a strategy.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's a great idea, Lizzie. It serves two functions. Part of being happy in this world is giving back and being grateful. They're helping people who need, and they're making themselves feel better by doing so.
What do you do if you're in the situation, which I think a lot of people are still after the recession, where, look, money's tight, and it's hard to figure out where you cut, but you still want maybe the children in your life to have a happy holiday or, you know, have the joy of opening presents. Do you have tips there?
In our financial planning practice, we have a chart for gifting that would break the list of people you're going to be making gifts to into 3 groups. Primary, so your primary relationships, your secondary relationships, and then service providers and other. So you take your annual budget, which should not exceed 3% of your income. And now I take that and I take a chunk and I allocate it to my primary relationships and decide how much I'm going to spend on each person in advance. I have a smaller amount for my secondary gift list. And then for service providers, of course, you've got the smallest amount.
Do you think it's okay to go into any kind of debt at all? You know, charge some things on the credit card for holiday spending.
Are you going to pay it off in January? If not, I'd say
maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. If you're not sure, then the answer is no, you shouldn't. I mean, I would find another way of gifting.
Yeah, I remember when I was little, my mother used to, I think, appreciate the most when we made gift certificates for things like one breakfast in bed.
Absolutely.
You're redeemable,
yeah,
whenever.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best. Those are the best.
You have written about the sandwich generation. You wrote a book, Financial Care for Your Aging Parent. Is there special advice for that group about the holidays?
The one thing that caregivers could use is time off. So if they were to ask for something, they should be asking for, could you take grandma shopping? Or could you come and sit at the house while I go shopping or go to a movie? Because they're exhausted. They're at their wits' end, a lot of them, and pressed way beyond the norm. They're putting in a lot of time and effort, and they're receiving no reward for that.
Last week on the show, we talked about how the middle class is often particularly hard hit by, say, Black Friday deals. There's a certain kind of, I guess it's lifestyle spending, where they really get squeezed. Why do you think that is?
On the typical budget, they're spending somewhere between 60 and 70% of their income on the necessities of life. And the other 30, 40% includes things like clothing, things like entertainment. Childcare isn't even in there, and childcare is huge. So that leaves a very small percentage of your income to spend on other things, and that needs to be allocated very carefully. There's a lot of ways to show your love without spending a lot of money. And I want to mention, you know, gifting, it's not a competitive sport. And I think that's where the middle class gets stuck. You know, they think they have to keep up with everybody, but it's not a competitive sport. Just relax. Do what you can afford. And you have to do it from your side of the equation, not trying to please a thousand other people out there.
You've been doing this for 20 years. I'm just curious, you know, and when you think back over your career, if there are examples you've seen of people who did this really successfully or, you know, utter disasters.
I think there's a lot of people who struggle with the how much should I give and how much should I spend on myself. Grandparents particularly overspending on children and grandchildren to an excessive amount.
Is there a message that works for grandparents?
Oh, it's not that easy. To be honest, Lizzie, it's very difficult to talk grandparents out of spoiling their grandchildren.
Lee Sandriana is a certified financial planner. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.